We'll start with which one? No, that's toward the bottom of it. We'll get up to that point. The Gemara Daf Zayin Amud Beis, towards the top. About 10 lines from the top of the Gemara. I didn't count it, but you can count it, Daniel, which you usually do. You either correct me by one or that I'm right. Depends on which part you're talking about. Says the Gemara, V'shechamas Abrub Mitzil Sapsula. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah stated earlier on that if you have more sun than shade, it's possible. This is the final part of our Mishnah. The last thing has less to explain. The next Mishnah is around the corner. If you have more sun than shade, then it's going to be possible. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Chamasa Machmas Sikuch, below Machmas Defanus. So when I describe more sun than shade, it means more sun from the top. If from the top, from the ceiling, from the roof, from the schach, you have more sun than shade, then it's going to be possible. But I'm not going to be machmas, not because of the walls. Meaning, if I have a wall that's allowing sun to get in, I'm not talking about that. It doesn't count towards the ultimate shade of this structure. It's only coming downwards, not sideways. Which means, if I had a structure that had holes, we mentioned up to now, in the wall, and you see it's shining through the holes in the wall, it doesn't count. We're going to ignore that. When we talk about how much shade is provided, it's how much shade the schach provides, not how much shade the whole structure provides. If I have a kosher sukkah with the amount of walls I need to be kosher sukkah, even though there's a lot of sun coming in sideways through the walls, that's not what we're talking about when we say you need more shade than sun. If you have more sun, the shade is not kosher. It's not referring to the wall sun or wall shade. It's referring only to the schach shade and sun. That's what the Tanna Kamma says. Rabbi Yoshia argues. Rabbi Yoshia says, Rishon Omer, Av Machabas Tefanos. No, I have a structure. And that structure in totality must provide more shade than sun. If there's more sun than shade, including where it comes from through the walls, that would be considered puzzle. If you remember, we had Helenia Malka, who had airspace between her wall and her stach. That airspace would allow sun to get in. If I had only exactly the amount of almost that amount of sun and shade from the top, and I had airspace between the schach and the wall, that means I have more room now for sun to get in, that would create more sun than shade. Then according to Rabbi Yoshua, that would possible the entire sukkah.
Did Rabbi Yoshua bring us that case?
No. The Gemara brought that case down to defend Rabbi Yoshua's position about, again, we didn't assume more sun, that wasn't about more sun than shade.
No, it wasn't talking about that, it was just talking about the case.
Correct, that was to support Rabbi Yoshua in that it's about the walls reaching that base and the base. To give him an aleph, right? Basically, it's very bottom. Right, very bottom. That was the Rabbi Yoshua over here. Correct.
Yeah, but he said, Machlokes,
correct. But that was about over 20 amos. But correct. The same idea, using that principle, we're talking about if you had holes in your walls that combined with the holes from the schach would be now not more shade than sun, but more sun than shade. Rabbi Yoshua says that would knock out your sukkah. It's got to be a whole structure that provides shade.
We do not hold by that.
But that's what Rabbi Yoshua says. Yes.
We don't hold by what?
We don't hold that you take into account the wall shade. It's just the ceiling shade to take into account, not the wall shade. Okay? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yemar Bar Shalmei Mishmei D'Abaye. My time with the Rabbi Yoshia, why does Rabbi Yoshia hold that the walls are taken into account? Because it says in the Pasuk, V'sakosa ala aron esa paroches. It calls the paroches. You say you put the paroches by the aron, you lay it over, you put it over the aron, like, perpendicular to the aron, it protects the aron going horizontally, vertically, not horizontally, vertically, but it calls it sakosa, it calls it sukkot, it calls it schach, it calls a vertical wall schach. What do we see from over here? That when we describe how much shade there is of the schach versus of the sun, you also count wall-like structures, because the paroches is a wall-like, it's a curtain that goes from up to down. Top to bottom, not across, not horizontal, not schach-like, it's wall-like. And we called it the word sakosa. And therefore, clearly it means that we're going to consider walls to be part of the schach of a sukkah. So Rabbi Yoshua is going to say, and that's why he holds that it has to be also taking into account the walls. What does the Tanakhama say back to that? Sorry, I said read the next part of the Gemara. Paroches mechitza, the paroches really is a wall, not a roof, not a schach. V'kakar yerachman a schacha. But the Torah, Rahman, the Torah calls it schach. Alma, therefore, mechitza kischach b'inan. That the mechitza needs to be like the schach in that it has to provide a level of shade to this thing that it is protecting. And if you only have shade on top and not enough shade on the side, it will not work. The Rabbanan have the same pasuk. Rabbanan, ahu denichuv beporta. the michzik is schach. The Rabbanim explained the following. Why do we call a wall schach? Nikuch means like to gather. You have to kind of gather. You have to kind of put together or overlap. You have to overlap. Say you, the parochas has to be like this. Parochas is like this. Let's say you have over here my wall. It's not a good way of doing it. I need something that's more flexible. Use it for a second. Use this. So over here you have, here's my parochas, here's my aron. It has to go like this. It has to bend over the top. That's why it calls it sakosa. You have to treat it like schach, like a roof. Not that this part, the vertical part is like the roof. There has to be a horizontal element to your parochas, which is why it's a sakosa. But this top part is why it's called sakosa, not for the part hanging down. The hanging down part is a wall. It has nothing to do with schach at all. And therefore, for that reason, we're going to tell you that in reality, there's no need for the wall to provide any sort of shade, any sort of sukkah of schach. We call it the parochas sakosa because there has to be an element of the parochas that does overlap and hang over to the top as well, which is more of the schach-like element to it. That's how the Gemara explains the opinion of the Tanakhama versus the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia. So I have right now to quickly recap what we just said. Question is, is the Chamasa also from the walls or just from the schach? Tanakhama holds it's only from the schach, not from the walls at all. If I have a lot of airspace in my walls, it lets a lot of sunlight in, but my schach is more shade than sun, you're completely fine. Rabbi Yoshia says, no, I believe it's a whole structure. You have to have the whole structure count for protection and for shade. If it doesn't do that, then you're not Yotzei. The Gemara says, where are you getting it from? Rabbi Yoshia gets it from the word Visakosa, referring to the parochas. Parochas is a wall-like structure. It's vertical. And we call it sakosa. Why are we calling it that? Must be that it has the need-like schach has to protect, provide shade from the sun. It's included in the discussion. But says Tanakhama, no, it's only to teach you that when you're putting the parochas on top of the aron, you have to have a piece that goes on top. You have to have a piece that looks like schach that goes on top of it. That's not only holding on the side. It's got to be a piece also that is kind of sheltering the top of the aron as well. That's what the word v'sakosa means. You have to treat it like schach, but not that this part on the side is like schach at all. That's the Gemara. Now we get to our exciting part. So the Gemara the following. Amar Abaye. Abaye now brings down 8 cases where we see that someone seems to hold we need a diras keva and not a diras arai. We're bringing them down right now because we're going to see Rabbi Yoshia is one of those cases that we just mentioned. That's why we're bringing this case down right now. But we're going to bring 8 cases down, and some of them we've heard about already in our parak up till now. Some of you know from what we've done beforehand in the other parak and we've seen it together. But most of these things should sound pretty familiar to you. Amar Abaye states, Rabbi, number 1. Rabbi Yoshia, 2. Rabbi Yehuda, 3. Rabbi Shimon, 4. Rabbi Gamliel, 5. Rabbi Shammai, 6. Rabbi Eliezer, 7. Acherim, 8. Kulo sviru lehu sukkah diras keva ba'inan. All 8 of them hold that a sukkah must be a diras keva, must be a fixed, real house-like structure. Like a bias. And we're going to bring down each one with 1 or 2 lines about each one. So things again that you've seen already, something you haven't seen yet, where we see that this is 8 people who seem to suggest you need to have a real house-like structure. Let's see each one. Rebbe. Tavi Lerner Brisa. Rebbe Omer. Kol sukkah she'ein ba'arba amos al arba amos. Psula. We see this already more than one time, this concept. Any sukkah that is not for 4 amos is puzzle. First time we saw that idea was where? Well, even before. Okay, that's true. Good, but we saw 4x4 beforehand even? Not with Rebbe. Beis HaMaveis by who? No, that was Gimel Aleph. Before we got that, you know, someone mentioned 4x4 beforehand.
Oh, another Hanan Rabba.
Ravuna. Ravuna, we said it was 4x4. Maybe that's the minimal shear of sukkah. We said it's not. But we saw already 4x4 mentioned as a shear of a sukkah at some point in time. Gimel Aleph really came into play. Gimel Aleph, Beis Silver, Beis Shammai versus Rebbe.
That's where we saw Rebbe.
So we saw Rebbe the first time. We even saw Gimel Aleph as well. We mentioned 10 things that require 4x4 almas as well, which we rejected in the end. It was not Rebbe necessarily.
Started on Gimel Aleph.
Correct, and went to the Gimel Aleph, exactly. That was Rebbe. We've seen it already. 4x4 almas. Why so big? Must be Diras Keva, a real dwelling place. That was Rebbe. Rebbe Yoshia, we just said it above, where you have to have shade provided by the walls also. Why? Because it got to be a real structure, a real building. Diras Keva. Rebbe Yehuda, we saw in our Mishnah. Not within our Mishnah. Sukkah should give all the malam esrim amma psula. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Why over 20 amas? Because there's allowed to be diras keva. Just go. I mentioned to you again. This is to me is a very troubling inclusion because everything else is really a chumrah. Every other person is requiring more than someone else, right? 4x4 versus less than 4x4. You require that amount. Rabbi Yehuda is being more makil. He doesn't say under 20 is not allowed. It's also allowed. So Rabbi Yehuda is a little bit difficult. It doesn't really, to me, it doesn't belong in the same level as the other ones, but it's here. So why is the over 20 amos allowed? Because Diras Keva either is allowed or you have to have, whatever you want to say in the end. But 20 amos, over 20 amos is Rabbi Yehuda's source, where it shows Diras Keva.
Saying it will be kosher even if it's taller than...
Because why? Over 20 amos has to be a Diras Keva. It has to be. And Rehuda says kosher. Why? Because the old Diras Keva is appropriate for a sukkah. The fact that over 20 amos is allowed by Rabbi Yehuda, because he holds that a sukkah is supposed to be Diras Keva. Over 20 amos must be made with strength of a Diras Keva. And Rehuda says that's exactly what you should have in a sukkah. It should be Diras Keva. They don't need that. Rabbi Yehuda don't even need that, Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Chachamim. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia, the Chachamim would even be making over 20 amos if you fall all the way up. All the way up. But Rabbi Yoshia... We don't hold by that. Correct. We don't hold by that. Right.
My question would be, why would Rabbi Yehuda say that a sukkah is lower than 20?
That's my question I asked you already. Yeah. I asked it to you a minute ago. Yeah, that's what bothers me, including Yehuda in this list.
If he says it's Diras Keva, then anything
else... Correct. Unless you would hold that under Diras 20 amos has to be Diras Keva also.
Clarify what you said. He said if it's under 20, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say it's
no
good.
No, he's saying he doesn't know why. No, he said he doesn't know why it should be good. He's saying that's what I said also. According to what I'm saying,
he's not going to say if it's under 20. It's not
correct, but that's why Shimon's asking. So I point out also, Rabbi Yehuda over here, in theory,
what we just said, Rabbi Yehuda is on a list of eight, and he says this sukkah has to be a Diras Keva, and we know that over 20 is Keva. Under 20 is arrived. Why is it? He does hold that under 20 is kosher, but why? He shouldn't.
So I would say to you the following. That's what I say to you. My answer to you is this: over 20 must be a keva. We have no choice. You have to make a keva to make it last. Under 20 could be keva. We saw before, if you remember, that Abai actually asked this question to Rava, that if you make right. So maybe you'd have to have a structure that's significant to be, but under 20 could also be good if you make it the right way. Over 20 must be made that way. So, but point is that over 20 is fine because Diras Keva is what's required anyways. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda would be more machmir under 20 if it's not a Diras Keva, if it's not like built strongly. That's Rabbi Yehuda. That was number three. Number four. So boy number four is, I lost myself, Rabbi Shimon, Tanya, and we have this already. Shayim kil chasim, she's a fil tefach. That was the whole Yesha Mikishin Masoris. Rabbi Shimon Omer, gimel kil chasim, medal fil tefach. You need to have three plus. Remember, we had four ways of explaining, or five ways of explaining Rabbi Shimon earlier on. Yishevik, Yishevik, Masoras, how do we explain it, etc. So we've seen Rabbi Shimon already to need an extra wall, three plus. Why? Because it's got to be a real structure. It's got to be a strong structure. Diras Keva, that's number four. Rabbi Gamliel, second parak. Rabbi Leon Brysa, oh, it's a sukkos, brosh agadla, brosh svina. Rabbi Gamliel Posel, Rabbi Akiva Makshir. We had earlier up, we had later, well, later on, we have in Daf Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, Chaf Aleph, was it? Chaf Aleph. Chav Gimel. Well, much later than I thought it was. Chav Gimel.
No, not Gimel.
Not the Gimel? The Mishnah Chav Gimel.
Oh, it was
Gimel,
yeah.
The Gemara Chav Gimel. Anyways, the Gemara brings down and says that if you have a sukkah on top of a boat or on top of an agala, which is not really it keeps on moving around, it's not really a fixed area. Rabbi Kiva says it's kosher, and Rabbi Gamliel says it's not kosher. It has to be a real kevah, it has to be a real fixed house. That's not going to count if you have it located that way. Then we have number six. I'm sorry, Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai did nine. We learned a Mishnah. Mishnah Rosh of Rubo Basukah, which Shchadah Basukah Bias. We saw that already as well. And Daf Gimel and Aleph, as you mentioned earlier on. So if you have someone's head and his body, most of his body is in the sukkah and the house, the table is in the house. Beis Shammai posel Beis Hillel Machshirin. What does Pusel Machshir imply, by the way? What we learn from Pusel versus Machshir? As opposed to Yatza and Lo Yatza, what does Pasul and Machshir teach us? Remember? We had a deal made in Daf Gimel and Aleph. The word is used Pasul or Kosher. So which one is Pasul or Machshir implying? Is it a problem in the location or a problem in the actual size of the sukkah? Pasul or Machshir? No. That would be Yatza or Lo Yatza. It's a kosher sukkah, there's not Yotze in it. Pasul and Kosher means the sukkah itself is bad. It means the small sukkah, sukkah katana. We have enough Gimel and Aleph, right? So Beis Shammai over here says you got to be big enough to have your shulchan also. Why? Diras Keva Bina. Number seven, Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Osa Sukkah to Kamin Srif, Osha Samcha Lakosel. If you make your sukkah like a tzrif, it's like a teepee. You have two, you don't have any clear roof. You have two, again, the walls are made of kosher shkach also. But the walls are like this. The walls meet at a point on top, like a teepee. You have two sides, meaning like this. And there's no real top to it. It's not really a house. Or if you have a strip, some called a coastal, which means you have a single wall leaning up against the real wall. You have a wall made of kosher schach, like this, leaning up to the real wall. It's again, I don't know, it's not a TV, but it's half a TV. What are you going to call it again? What's it?
A lean two.
Is that what it's called? A lean two. Okay, was that in Kenya? They have in Kenya? Is that like a, you don't know?
When there was a kid.
Okay, lean two. I never heard of that. You have a lean two, and leaning against the wall, one side, or maybe it's multiple sides, but there's no real roof to it. It hits the wall and then it stays like that. So again, says the Gemara, says Rabbi Eliezer, that would not be kosher. Why? It's not a real bias. It's not a real house, but the Chavim or Machshir, they don't require a Duris Keva, they don't require a real bias. And finally, last but not least, Acherim. Acherim Omerim, others suggest, others say, the time within a Braisa, Acherim Omerim, Sukkah Asuya Keshovach Psula, Fisha'in Lazavios. A Sukkah that is made like round, like a circle, is possible because there are no corners, there are no walls to it. This opens up a whole big discussion, I'm not going to right now, but a whole big discussion about can you use a round sukkah. We posit that you can, as long as a certain dimension, we'll get to later on with the whole Pythagorean theorem that you mentioned earlier on, is all the pi and circumferences that we'll see later tomorrow. But right now we have eight opinions as to what makes a sukkah diras keva, what you need to have in order to make kosher sukkah, and here they are. I can tell you probably, see if we can get them ourselves. We can name all eight of them. Start off. Rabbi says what? Good. You want to go out of order? Over 20 amos is two. Okay, we'll give you that one. You skipped one though. The one our Gemara was brought in for. The one our Gemara was brought in. Rabbi Yoshia telling us what? Which is what? Good. The wall is part of the shade provided. Got to be awesome with the walls. That's three. Ramliel, who said? You can't have a sukkah on a boat or on an animal. Correct, because he holds the Yeruz. The Yeruz Arai is fine. Nope. Shammai, who holds? Good. Rosh Ruo, you don't need Shulchano. You need Shulchano also, as both people say, you don't need Shulchano. A Cherem hold that it can't be a circle. Let me tell you or no? I'll give you a hint. No hints. Shimon, you can tell me. You just said it to me a minute ago.
A teepee.
Good. A teepee. Rabbi Eliezer, commit srif, or either a teepee or a lean-to. And there's one really missing, which we had earlier already in our sugya. We had in our. I'll tell you who said it or not. I'll tell him what he said. If I tell you, you get right away what he said. No, we had that as Rabbi.
When
I tell you who said it, you'll know what he said.
When I say what he said, he won't tell you what he said.
Because you know that it's going to be easy when he tells you. You're no Ravuna. I'll give it to you. So give it to you? Cherem we did. No, it was not. First three were Rebbe, Rebbe Yoshia, Rebbe Yehuda. Those are the first three.
Rebbe,
Rebbe Yoshia, Rebbe Yehuda. We said Shammai.
We said Rabban Gamliel. We said Acherem. We said
Rebbe Eliezer. We said. There's no Beis Hillel. He holds the Yeruz Arai. Rebbe Eliezer. We said the TP lean to.
Number eight.
Well, it's not number eight, but yeah, this order we call number eight, but it's not really number eight. We had it about two datum ago. Excellent. Which is.
Oh, three wolves.
Right, three plus. That's your name, Shimon. You should know that. That's right. That's right.
He said three plus a little and not two plus.
Correct.
He says it's got to be Keva.
That's why. That's why three plus a little, because it has to be Keva. Exactly.
So can you say them again, please?
Yeah, ready? Rebbe. Rebbe, Rebbe Yoshia, Rebbe Yehuda,
Rebbe
Shimon,
Rebbe Shammai,
Rebbe Gamliel. Rebbe Eliezer, Acherim. That's the eight. Any one of them you don't know which says what? Acherim is the circle. Rebbe Eliezer is the two, lean to in the teepee. Rebbe Shimon is three plus. Rebbe is four amos. Rebbe Yehuda is over 20 amos. Rebbe Yoshe is the walls count also. Shammai is got to be Rosh Arubo Vishulchan to be kosher. Rabbi Gamliel is that you can't be on a boat, it can't be on an agala. I think that's right. Yeah. Let's chazer, and we'll call it a day.